Our card this week is Benjamin Rosario, a wild card from Connecticut. Most cold case investigators will tell you that murder is a dirty business. But once in a while, there is a murder so horrific that it could only be mistaken for an urban legend. The unsolved homicide of Benjamin is one of those cases.
You are hearing just a snippet of almost a half hour podcast. It's called The Deck. It released an episode on the 1994 Bridgeport cold case murder of a 45-year-old named Benjamin Rosario on the east side of Bridgeport. The episode is called Wild Card, Connecticut, and you could actually view it on YouTube. There's also an audio version of it on the Deck website. But this reminded me of something that is being done at our own Bridgeport Police Department, where they look at cold cases and they release episodes of these cases like Park City Confidential. And so joining us back on the show to discuss this is Detective Jeffrey Holtz of the Bridgeport Police Department. And Detective, I know you and I have talked many times whenever there's a new episode of Park City Confidential. So I appreciate you coming back on, especially with this news. How are you?
Good, Melissa, and thanks for having me this morning.
Am I insane, though, Detective Holtz? Didn't you guys do an episode on the Rosario case?
Yes, we absolutely did. And way this came about regarding the Deck podcast, the producers of the Deck actually reached out to the department and saw this case, the Benjamin Rosario case, on the state's cold case unit's website. So just to give your listeners kind of a concept, the cold case unit in Rocky Hill, which works with police departments in Connecticut on their cold cases, actually produces a series of playing cards that they distribute to the Department of Corrections. And those playing cards can be received at the commissaries at Department of Correction facilities. And on the back of each card is a particular cold case. And the hope is that somebody who is incarcerated may have information on that case and reach out. So that's where this company that produces the Deck gets the name of their podcast. Other places in the country have done this same thing. And so the Benjamin Rosario case is one of the cases featured on the Cold Case Deck in Connecticut. And they saw that online and contacted the department and said, hey, we'd like to do an episode on this case. Would you be interested? They actually contacted Chief Porter, who then contacted me, and that's how it all came together.
Wow, that's fascinating. And remind people, Detective Holtz, about Benjamin's story. We actually just, hit the anniversary, I would say, of when he was first reported missing back August 1st of 1994, so over 30 years ago, and a horrific cold case.
Yeah, so horrific is the word, and I think arguably this is the most gruesome, horrific case involving, murder in the history of the city of Bridgeport. Mm. And if we go back to that summer in 1994, Benjamin Rosario was 45 years old. He was living on Union Avenue in a first floor apartment with his wife, who was disabled, as well as his step nephew. And he had undergone hard times. He was living on disability checks. And he was a person who wasn't working. A lot of people kind of knew him in the neighborhood as somebody who liked to drink a little bit, walked around, was very friendly with people, didn't have an extensive, criminal background. And back in August, actually on August 1st, 1994, sometime around 10 o'clock at night, he told family members he was going to go out, and he walked, according to the information that we have, to the Side Effects Cafe on Connecticut Avenue. That bar is shut down now, but the actual physical structure still exists. And so he goes to the bar. He's seen by employees in the bar in the company of a Hispanic male. They leave at around 11 o'clock, according to witnesses, and Benjamin is never seen again. His family contacts the police department and reports him missing. On August 3rd, 1994, roughly 2 days later, a motorist calls in and reports a trash bag in the middle of Seaview Avenue on the east side, not far from Union Ave and what was then the side of Kings Cafe, and says there is a human leg sticking out of the bag. The patrol officers respond and do find that bag in the middle of Seaview Avenue. They believe dragged into the middle of the road, possibly by a dog or some other animal. The officers cordon off the area as a crime scene. Detectives respond. They find more bags containing body parts just north of that first bag off the road on Seaview Ave. Detectives conduct searches after that day. They find more bags right in the middle of Connecticut Ave and Stratford Ave, where there's still a triangular piece of property. And then on August 5th, an off-duty police officer who was fishing on Pleasure Beach encounters a rancid smell. He goes over to these bags and he finds additional body parts there. So it's a pretty gruesome case. And those body parts are identified as Benjamin Rosario through some clothing that was in the bag and later fingerprints.
We're going to actually link this most recent podcast in regards to the Benjamin Rosario case to our website. The DEC podcast released an episode on the 1994 Bridgeport cold case murder of 45-year-old Benjamin Rosario from right here in Bridgeport. The episode is called Wild Card Connecticut. Like I said, I'll link it to this podcast we're doing with Detective Jeffrey Holtz, who, by the way, we've had Detective Holtz on many, many times. You're probably familiar with him from the Bridgeport Police Department's cold case video series, Park City Confidential, which you guys are still releasing episodes of that, correct, Detective?
Yes, that's correct. We do have a new episode that's in the works that I plan to release within the next several weeks. And, you know, we try and do them as regularly as we can. But, you know, I am also working active cases along with my partners in the homicide unit. So we do have to balance both. But, yeah, we will have a new episode coming out soon.
Okay. So you'll probably be coming back on the show before you know it. And I look forward to it. In the meantime, going back to this Benjamin Rosario case, which, by the way, was one of your episodes in 2025 for Park City Confidential. Where are you at with it 30 plus years later, Detective Holtz? Where is Bridgeport Police, the FBI? Where are we at with this case? Because it seems like there were certainly some kind of unanswered questions, maybe some potential even family members having questions about who could have done this to Benjamin Rosario, but still no real closure, it seems.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And that's why we wanted to participate with the DEC and why I'm speaking to you or with you and your listeners here today, because we do have information. But we're hoping that somebody out there who was in Bridgeport at that time and may remember something or have some information reaches out to us. So as far as where the case is right now, the case has been looked at numerous times by the homicide unit over the years. But our hope is always that, you know, forensic science continues to improve at a rapid pace. The bags that the body parts were found in years back were sent to a specific laboratory in Pennsylvania that specializes in testing that type of material. So we do have some results from that. But as I've said to you before when we've spoke, you know, we don't have video or phone work because it was, you know, 1994. But we do have information on this case that we're not releasing to the public simply because it's an ongoing investigation And we're hoping that some new information, whether it be updated testing procedures or somebody out there that has just a tidbit of information that can help us link whatever we have to a suspect or possible suspects. So we have continued to do interviews on this case. We do have names of persons that we would like to speak with in the future. We're waiting for the proper time. But it has been actively looked at over the years, numerous times by the homicide unit in the Bridgeport Police Department. So that's kind of where we are.
When I was watching this episode, which again is about, it's a little less than a half an hour long, so totally doable. And I'm going to, again, link it to our website, voiceofct.com, for you to watch if you want to. Go back and watch it. They, near the end of it, and you're featured in it, they talk about domestic violence, which I thought you said something so fascinating in that clip, which is that the way we viewed domestic violence in the 90s is so different than what we do here in 2026, and even just people reporting it. So I'd imagine you've exhausted DCF. I would imagine, you know, those avenues might be exhausted. But I thought why I bring this up, Detective Holtz, is because we talk about how cold cases, the simplest detail could be exactly what you need in this case. But even that, you know, talk about how sometimes you have cold cases where just generationally, when they took place, there were things that just didn't exist. For example, people talking about an unhealthy relationship, you know, people talking about being hurt in the home. That was a very different time when that allegedly took place in the Rosario household, it sounds like. And that could be something in this case. Again, it's not confirmed, but I found that to be very fascinating in this episode, because we talk about cold cases and technology getting so much better. But even so, there are parts of just generational differences that, you know, still, I would think, remain a challenge.
Yes. So two things I'll say about that, because if you watch my episode and the Dex episode, we talked to a retired, you know, FBI criminal profiler who was brought on to this case very early. And one of the things you look at in this case is, like, Benjamin Rosario was from the east side of Bridgeport, and the bags containing the body parts are found very close to where Benjamin Rosario lived, a bar that he went to on a semi-regular basis. So the profiler tells us, and I think most people would come to this conclusion, that whoever was involved in this crime was in that area. The persons or persons were likely from the east side of Bridgeport. And Benjamin Rosario lived in that area. There were other family members in that area. So you have to look at a possible family connection. And we do have some reports and some witnesses saying, you know, there was some animosity in the home. And that's not to say it is family, but it could be. It could be somebody else in the neighborhood. So you have to look at the family aspect in this case. And going back to your point that you bring up and what I mentioned in the podcast is, you know, society has evolved now to the point where we understand the dangers and, unfortunately, the prevalence of domestic violence. But going back 30 years, a lot of victims were afraid to call the police. You know, they were worried about the stigma. They were worried about their safety. Everything was a lot different. So things that might be documented here in 2026 as far as calls for service back then, they're not as available. And that's why that becomes a little bit of a hurdle in cases like this.
Mm-hmm. Detective Jeffrey Holtz, I want to thank you for what you do professionally, and thank you for always having these conversations here on WICC. Keep us posted on that next episode of Park City Confidential. And for you at home, I am going to link both the Park City Confidential episode and the DEC episode regarding the Benjamin Rosario case to our website, voiceofct.com.